expected. The wheat is going thin. Engines stop on him, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the imitation soul. Forget it, brother.
It's WGXC 90.7 FM.
Right.
Accra.
Keep going.
Hudson, Catskill, Phoenicia, and lots of other places.
That's an interesting addition.
And Valencia.
And
or
Valencia.
As they usually call it when you first land in Columbia County.
Valati.
Valati.
Very well done. Did you mention the online way
and
to use?
Online at WGXC.org.
Yes.
Throughout the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak throughout the Hudson Valley, WGXC is doing everything we can to provide you with information about what's going on, new regulations, and how you can help. Another way you can help is that the American Red Cross is warning of a blood shortage. Quote, the organization says fear of spreading the coronavirus prompted the cancellation of blood drives around the country, bringing the blood supply to dangerously low levels. The Red Cross is urging those who can to donate blood and have provided a list of the precautions the Red Cross is taking to keep donors healthy at redcrossblood.org. You can find where to donate at redcrossblood.org.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
We'll be right back. Good evening, folks. You're listening to WGXC Acra. I'm Alana, your host for the next hour. This is There, There, a monthly celebration of all manner of performance and performance sounds. This month, we're going to do something a little different because, you know, things are a little different right now, as all of you are well aware. I hope everyone is doing all right out there. I'm here in the Acra studio. If I didn't just say my name, I'm Alana, your host. And we do this once a month, and it's a joy and a pleasure to be here in the Acra studio at the Wave Farm Study Center here in Greene County up in the Catskill Mountains. It's all pretty quiet here right now. You wouldn't know that there was a pandemic going on, I suppose, if you were just strolling through, if you were a squirrel or a bear or a chipmunk. You just wouldn't know anything was any different. But, you know, we're humans. We know more than we can handle. And I just want to say hi. And I hope, you know, I want to share a little bit of what I'm doing right now. And I reached out for some requests for this evening. So we're going to do a special request show. I asked folks to let me know what they wanted to hear. What would ease your spirits a little bit, lift your spirits, or make you laugh, or just, you know, feed your soul in one way or another. So I wanted to thank everybody who sent in requests tonight. It was wonderful to hear from you. And hopefully, I don't know if we're going to play everything, but we're going to play a bunch of them. And if anyone, there's probably room for a couple more songs we can squeeze in. So if you would like to call the studio, you can reach me here at WGXC Acra on the studio call-in line, which is 518-622-2598. 518-622-2598. You can call here and make a request, whatever you want to hear. What do you want to hear? And I will try to answer. And if I don't answer, you can try again. Thanks everybody for listening. It's a strange time. Let's face it. It's a strange time. We're still digesting what's going on. But I wanted to give a little radio healing for the next hour. If we can, have a little fun and think about, you know, how we can support each other and keep reveling in the things that we love, like nature and music. And, you know, there's so much bad news out there. I think, you know, sometimes you just want to hear something good. I got something that'll show me.
Yeah. it's gonna be.
Listening to WGXC. I'm Alana, your host, and this is There, There. Happy Sunday. That's a funny thing to say, isn't it? Hope all of you had some version of a lovely day. It was sunny out. I hope, at least here in upstate New York, and I think down in the city as well. I managed to get outside. Did you get outside today? I'm definitely finding that's one of the things that's keeping me sane right now with all the uncertainty, all the anxiety that this crisis produces on many different levels and different places. I think that's one of the things that's hardest for those of us in the United States who are still digesting the scale of what's happening as it's really hitting our shores and ramping up, is just the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen in the next month. Next 2 months, and I think all we can do is really, take a deep breath, go outside, take a walk, take care of each other, which people are doing. I know they are. I can tell. And thanks all of you who've made requests today. We're doing a request show tonight. If you're just tuning in. We just heard Lovely Day by Bill Withers. That was for Karen in New York City, holding it down in Chelsea. Before that, we heard Tell Me Something Good, Rufus and Chaka Khan. That was for me. I'm just saying, tell me something good. Every day, there's something good. Before that, we started off the show with Germ Free Adolescence. That was for Jeff in Kingston by X-Ray Specs. I believe that's from 1978. Just a great song. And, you know, let's face it, adolescence, you're not germ free. So don't go party on the beach. You can party on the beach by yourself with a 6-foot radius. You can, let's see, what can you do? You can even have a beer if you're, over 21. You can have a beer on the beach. Just don't have a big party and all get close to each other. I actually, this morning, did my first social distancing hike, and it was very successful. I think we did a really good job. I met 2 friends. We drove in separate cars. We did not hug each other, which was difficult and sad, but, it was we got through it, and we walked. And we enjoyed the beautiful weather, and we were able to talk. We kept a 6-foot, I think more or less 6-foot distance. And, we didn't cough on each other. We didn't touch each other. We didn't need to. We could just enjoy the outdoors together. And we washed our hands and everything else. I'm just checking to make sure. Oh, good. Okay. Making sure we're not having any unexpected glitches other than the one that we're all experiencing together. I'm just gonna keep talking because why not? That's how I'm doing. I'm going outside. That's my main source of calm. is going outside walking, checking the news, and not, you know, not spending too much time on it or trying not to. One thing I'm finding also, if you have been trying to avoid the news, but you want to, you know, some of the TV news that's just like, you know, just kind of amplifies fear and you know, anxiety. But you want to still, you know, keep on top of what's going on. I've found that there's some good resources online. If you're on Facebook, well, the New York State website has been very useful. They're working really hard to post updated information about the cases that are happening, about how they're acquiring more medical supplies, what's going on in New York State, what the numbers are. Governor Cuomo has been doing, I don't know if it's every day, but he's been doing a lot of press releases. No, when a person's talking, press conferences, digital press conferences that they've been posting on Facebook and probably the New York State website, I believe. Just giving updates on what's going on, what they're doing in Ulster County. The Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan has been doing some digital dispatches. Here in Congressional District 19, which is where the WGXC listening area is, our Congressman Antonio Delgado has also been doing. He's been doing some call-in town halls that you can join. So you can go to, if you're interested in knowing more about that, you can go to Congressman Antonio Delgado, search for that on Facebook. There's also a website, Delgado, that's delgado.house.gov/coronavirus. There's a coronavirus hotline. If you have questions, if there's something urgent where you have symptoms, you're sick and you're not quite sure what to do, you're not even sure what you have, you can call the New York State Coronavirus Hotline, which is 888-364-3065. That's 888-364-3065. And you can find that on Congressman Delgado's website as well as the New York State website. And that's, you can sort of find out more information about testing there. Or if you have other economic needs, say that you've been laid off. I know people have been laid off from their jobs already. And you're looking for financial assistance. They have a lot of information about that kind of stuff. There's a lot of programs that are going on, you know, that are where people are gathering resources and trying to support those who are most in need. There's a lot of activity going on with that across New York State. I'm really proud of that. And hopefully across the country as well. I'm sure there is. So yeah, you can check in there. And in the meantime, I think we should get back to the music and the good times. Our next request, let's see, what do we have? Is do 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 do. Oh yeah. This is for Pamela in Pine Hill, New York, La Vie en Rose.
la vie en rose. Il m'a dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais le corps.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So get
listening to WGXC. Yes. Isn't it soothing? I'm Alana, your host. This is There. Broadcasting live from the ACRA studio. I want you to know I'm being very safe and clean. There is no one else here. We have Clorox bleach wipes. We've wiped everything down. We've wiped down the mics. And the board. I washed my hands before I left home. I washed my hands when I got here. I'm going to wash my hands before I leave. So, you know, stick to the protocols, folks. It'll save lives, for real. Here's some of what I played to you on this special call-in show. Thanks to everyone for their requests. We just heard No Parking on the Dance Floor by Midnight Star. That was for Dre in Brooklyn. Before that, we heard Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. That was actually, I got the names wrong. That was for Pamela in Pine Hill. Thank you, Pamela. And before that, we heard Grace Jones with La Vie en Rose. And that was for Meg, also in Brooklyn. What we're listening to right now fits in nicely to, is this my attempt at a segue? My segue into the next theme of the broadcast, this little chunk, which is New York. I just want to take a moment to say, you know, I'm thinking of all of you who are in New York City right now, my friends who are there, in Seattle as well, other places, of course, around the world where things are, you know, really bad right now, and I know it's a tough time, so I just want you to know I'm thinking about you. I know it's a crazy time, something we've never experienced. But everyone's doing a great job so far as I can tell, supporting each other, staying connected in ways that you can, self-care, all that good stuff. So this, what we're listening to is, this was a suite. I think that's what you'd call it. It's sort of a orchestral suite that was created. It was commissioned, actually, by the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Sufjan Stevens created this. It was for a live performance that had film and, I believe, a live orchestra. And it's an amazing, this is from the soundtrack to, it's called The BQE. And I just wanted to play some of this in honor of the New York City and the BQE and all the people who move along it in one way or another and around it and above it and below it. He actually wrote a really amazing essay that's part of the liner notes for this album. I'm going to read a little bit from that, but I think, let's see how much time we have left. We're here until 8 o'clock. After that, Tony Fallon comes on. He's here with the Irish Show until 10. And let's see, after that, there's going to be a rebroadcast from yesterday, a live broadcast that happened here in the studio yesterday, of the Distract and Disable program. That'll be from 10 to midnight, featuring Johnny Farrow taking over the Saturday afternoon show. So check that out. Stick around. Let's see, did I miss anyone? We have a bunch more requests to play. I'm just going to read a little bit from this essay about the BQE. A controversial roadway since its inception in the 1930s. The BQE tears through 11.7 miles of Brooklyn and Queens, severing neighborhoods, pillaging industrial yards, and contouring waterways with the brute force of modern urban planning. Unlike the high-speed Autobahn or the militaristic New Jersey Turnpike, the BQE is a battered and beaten urban roadway, baffling to drive, plagued by relentless construction and inexplicable traffic jams, dilapidated in form and function, and ransacked by the imperious and chronic powers of the cosmopolitan surrounding it. While cities like Los Angeles built grid-like municipalities around the convenience of cars, and others, like Detroit, pummeled their architectural antiquities for the automobile, Brooklyn proved a clumsy and congested bedfellow for the urban expressway. Defiant to the mid-century enterprise of road building and its convoluted network of villages and neighborhoods settled long before the combustible engine. The conception of a commercial arterial roadway determined to dismember the ramshackle neighborhoods of New York City's outer boroughs was tantamount to a crusade on common sense, an exercise in futility. Altogether illustrated in the BQE's inexplicable twists and turns, its piecemeal assembly, its implausible interchanges, and its commandeering assault on city living. But the Beef Huey was ostensibly necessitated by the era of the automobile, America's golden age. Skipping ahead, Moses supplanted the circuitous cobblestone sidewalks, trolleyways, and alleyways of old world New York with the bold, sweeping canvases of concrete and steel. In spite of opposition or situational irony, those who can build, Robert Moses famously said, those who can't criticize. I'd like to do a little of both. What exactly could be said of the BQE as a vital organ? A dark, spotty, viral, cancerous, bronchial, pneumatic, and convoluted mess of gray matter at best. Proof of disease is found at every surface. Portentous potholes, cracked concrete, bowed railings, and rusted buttresses. Can you say that three times fast? Rusted buttresses. Signify the mortality of an expressway whose safety and construction standards rate far below national interstate highway criteria. Steep grades, sharp turns, unforeseen detours, and a parade of big rigs and box trucks create a roller coaster obstacle course for the unexpecting driver. It goes on. To drive on the BQE is to embrace the anarchy of an amusement theme park. Interminable road work for one, heedlessly confines and divides traffic into a Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome existential odyssey of the mind. There are no rules except to stay alive. There are no standards except to avoid collision. The speed limit, a negligible 45 miles per hour, speaks volumes of which very few have ever read more than a page or two. In practice, basic Darwinian laws prevail. Every man for himself. Drive as fast as you can. Vengeance is mine. The BQE enacts its very own hypersaturated survival of the fittest reality TV show. This is executed in typical New York City fashion, entropy versus claustrophobia, resulting in a Grand Prix Indy 500 bumper car boxing match joyride. It goes on. Skipping ahead. There's so much here, it's really worth reading the whole thing, you know, if you get a chance. But I'm going to skip to the end. He's been talking about the BQE as a hoop, a symbolic hoop. As a symbolic construction, the hoop is an existential gold mine. Insulated against the world, the hooper resides within a circular plane, a private emotional vacuum, shielding himself against the world. Like the driver of an automobile, the hooper is contained within a physical habitat, a moving object. But while the automobile traverses a finite linear path, deliberately going somewhere, the hoop is hypnotized in perpetual and circular motion, going absolutely nowhere, a planet revolving around its sun. The hoop is infinite, revolutionary, and cosmic, ensconced in an existential black hole. Its boundaries are solace, service, and self-realization. The hoop is a spiritual home, a sacred residence, and a mountain of solitude, the summit of boundless, endless revelation. The hoop is the subject of meditation, the object, sorry, of meditation, the mantra, the prayer bead, the rosary, the present tense, the here and now. The hooper is the high priest, the transcendent being, the whirling dervish, enraptured and ecstatic, unified infinitely with the divine. The hooper is sensuous and sexless, autonomous and self-possessed, but not self-interested, much like a monk, secluded from society, sustaining purity and love, consummating solitude with the quiet loneliness of contemplation, lost in devout, circular thought. Thank you.
start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Tracy died soon after a long-fought civil war. Just after I wiped away his last year. I guess he's better off than he was before. Than the fools he left here. I used to cry for Tracy, cause he was my only friend. Those kind of cars don't pass you every day. Tracy, cause I want to see him again. But sometimes life ain't always the way. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending.
Springtime was always my favorite time of year. A time for lovers holding hands in the rain. Now springtime only reminds me of Tracy's tears. Always cry for love, never cry for pain. He used to say so strong, oh, not afraid to die unafraid of the death that left me hypnotized. No, staring at his picture, I realized. One could cry the way my Tracy cried. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad. Sometimes, sometimes we wish that life was never ending. But all good things they say never last. I often dream of heaven, and I know that Tracy's there. I know that he has found another friend. Maybe he's found the answer to all the April snow. Maybe one day I'll see my Tracy again. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad, so bad. Sometimes I wish that life was never ending. But all good things they say never last. But all good things they say never last.
Thanks everybody for listening. We're getting ready to the end of the almost at the end of the hour. This has been Alana on There There here on WGXC. Tony Fallon is up next with the Irish Show. The last track we're going to take it out on is for Maria in Hudson, in honor of Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday. This is Lores Alexandria doing her version of Send in the Clowns.
Isn't it real? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair, sending the clown.